Wait for it, wait for it. Welcome to the BerlinBrigade.com podcast with your host, David Guerra.
Hey everybody, wie geht's? Was ist los? Ich heiße David Guerra und this is episode 54 of the BerlinBrigade.com podcast. How are you? It's April 1st, 2014. April. And this episode will take us all the way into May. How are you doing? Man, this year is flying by already. The first quarter is done. It's in the books. It's over. Now we start on the second quarter, or we're getting done. We're on our way to finishing up the first half. Man, what a year. But you know what? We got some stuff to talk about, so let's get this podcast, Los Gates, started. Yeah, we got some news. We've got some letters to answer. We've got emails to address. It's a little bit of everything. So, you know what? I'm not going to delay any longer, any further. How are you? Seriously, how are you doing? Personally, doing all right. Having a lot of fun. Great time right now. Having, doing a lot of good stuff. Finishing up the second book in the Berlin, Occupied Berlin series, the second book of fiction. It's called Air Bridge Berlin. And by the time you hear this, I'll be working on the final revisions, getting it ready to go to proofs and get a copy printed up and see what that looks like. It's been a lot of fun, and I thank everybody who has purchased the book, who has purchased a hardcover, who has purchased it on Kindle, who purchased it on Amazon and Barnes & Noble on hardcover, and those of you that have gone to my website and purchased it there for a signature. I really am flattered. I thank you very much. I really love signing the autographs for you. And for this next book, I'm going to do it again. You'll have an opportunity to buy it there on my website and get it autographed. And then we're probably going to take the show on the road. And I'll get some autographed copies here in the state of Texas for now. It'll be here. And then we'll kind of move on. And I'll talk a little bit about that in a little bit. So for now, that's kind of what's going on. I definitely want to thank everybody. It's a lot of fun. It continues to be a lot of fun. And I'm talking about the website. I'm talking about the podcast. I know I don't do it as often as I've promised you, as I've told you I was going to, as just it's just one thing or another happens. Excuse me. Excuse me. Sorry about that. Wow. It gets stuck in your throat and you just can't shake it. You know what? I'm going to put a pause here. Okay. All right. That took care of that. I had to get some water and we're back. So, let's see. Where do we begin? You know what? I'm going to answer an email that came in on Facebook. And everybody on Facebook, thanks a lot. It's fun there too. Don't get me wrong. It's fun everywhere. This is a great time to be doing this. The media is picking up on the Cold War and they're picking up on what happened. So they're kind of recapping our history, our Berlin Brigade history, and it's kind of coming back into the news, and that's a good thing. So it keeps us in their thoughts, and that's a good thing. And but now we need to do more of our own stuff, and we need to make sure that we're getting the message out. Some of you have gone out there and presented at schools and at other functions, and that's a great thing. Keep it up. Get out there. And if you haven't, you know what? All I got to say is you really need to make contact, drop them a letter, and make contact with your school, local schools, high schools, junior colleges, community colleges, universities, and even elementary. Start at that low level. There was something I was reading earlier today, and it was, oh yes, yes, it's, I had posted it up on the BerlinBrigade.com Facebook page, and that's Facebook.com/BerlinBrigade, that page, and it was about the six key moments of the Cold War relived, and that was from the BBC News magazine, and I was reading that, and it was really neat, very interesting, but it made sense. The first sentence really hit home, and it kind of sealed the deal as to what's going on. And in the link, and I'll post the link to that on the website. And the standoff in the Ukraine has revived memories of the Cold War. But for many under the age of 40, the events of that conflict now seem far off. And it's true. It's kind of like they're, to people that are under 40 or that did not serve in Berlin or did not serve. How old would they be? It would be, 20 years? And if you were 18 in 1994, 20, you'd be 38, give or take. So, again, under 40. The newer, younger generations, they don't get it. To them, this is uncharted territory. They are experiencing this for the first time. And for us, we're just kind of like old hands at it. And that's why I've taken the stand that this is not the Cold War. This is totally different than the Cold War. There we go. Trying to get rid of it. It's still like a little scratched in the back of my throat. And there we go. I think I got it. So it definitely does go. It does take the perspective because again, no one knows nowadays in this day, 21st century. To them, it's brand new. They don't get it. They don't understand that. Hey, this is the real. The real stuff really did happen. To them, it's like, oh, well, it's no big deal, no big deal. But to us, it was a big deal then. And it kind of puts perspective on that it's really no big deal now. It's more of a local skirmish, local situation, localized, very localized, very regionalized situation. And will it go to a nuclear catastrophe? I highly doubt it. Will it go to an actual all-out shooting war? Probably not. Everything's going to happen so fast that there'll be no time for anybody to react. And that, unfortunately, is a reality all of us have to live in now. But for the most part, it's just not another Cold War. We lived it and we know what it's all about. So they can take it and make their own new Cold War. That's up to them, but it won't be the same as what we experienced. Anyway, that's enough of that commentary. So where was I going? Yes, all of this is just bringing us back into focus and bringing us into light again and letting the world know that, hey, this is what really went on. This is what we did and this is how we lived and this is what we did during it. So let's not lose focus of that, but also let's do what we can to share it and get everybody out there and get everybody involved and talk to the schools, talk to your communities and let them know, hey, look, you're a valuable asset. You know what it's like because you were there and step up to the microphone and start talking. And again, if you need to use BerlinBrigade.com as a reference point, I do invite you, I do encourage you to do so. And again, to say, look, this is what I'm talking about. This is who the people are. And again, there's plenty of other great websites out there. And I could sit here and try to name them, but I'm not going to. Visit our links page that has that information. But there are other plenty of great websites. And again, use them as reference tools because that's what they're there for. That's what they're supposed to be. But folks, and I've said this before and I'll say it again, give credit where credit is due. Stop, please, or don't start taking pictures or images or words and use them for your own without giving credit where credit is due. I know on my part, BerlinBrigade.com, if you ask, I will say yes, especially when you tell me what it's for. I have no problem for it. If you're going to be doing presentation to a school, let me know. I can help build you a customized page that you could take the kids to and tell them, hey, go visit this page, and it'll have a little bit of whatever you were talking about. Get with me. I want to help you. I have no problem helping. If it's going to get the word out, it's going to help. Now, on the same token, I need your help, okay? And yeah, here it comes. But no, it's true. I've been working on this book, another book, and this was kind of the first one that I really wanted to get the baseline with, and it was going to be the first one that everything dealing with occupied Berlin or the occupation of Berlin and our time in Berlin, I was going to use this book as a jumping off point, kind of make it a reference. And it was going to be a book that was going to be used in the stories. So like the characters in the stories were also going to reference this book. But a couple of things happened along the way. And I kind of put it off to the side. And I still use it as a reference tool for when I'm writing. But again, I want to get it out there. So I'm looking for somebody. If you are a teacher, world history, world geography, or you know somebody who's a world history teacher or a world geography teacher and or European studies or anybody dealing with the Cold War, Europe from 1945 to 1990, the last half of the 20th century, drop me an email. I want to talk to you. I need some help getting this book configured to be used by kids. And kids, I'm talking from, you know, fifth, sixth grade all the way up to college and advanced degrees. I kind of want to tailor this to reach a broad spectrum. And so I need your help. So if you are a teacher, a history teacher, geography teacher, or if you are a if you're interested in helping and you want to help get this book configured, it's pretty much done. I just got to do the tailoring to it. And I've got to look at it from a teacher's perspective. I'm not a teacher. I'm not a certified teacher. I don't teach in certified to teach in the state of Texas, but I definitely need some help from that perspective. I haven't had that formal training as far as to dealing with students at that level, that grade level, but it helps. So again, calling out to you, teachers, world history, world geography, drop me an email, please. I'd love to hear from you. Okay, so let's move on here. Let me get to, just saw something here. A big shout out to actor Mark Valley. Mark's been on TV and movies lately. He's been all over the place. He was that C-130 pilot down near the end of the movie on O Dark 30. Look out for him. He was in Crisis, the new TV show there on NBC. Crisis. It's the one where the terrorists go and they kidnap all these dignitaries, all their children of these dignitaries. He's in that show right now, and he's been doing some stuff. Well, this past weekend, the last weekend of April, he has been over in Berlin taking care of some business. And he went over and visited the Allied Museum in Berlin. So I just saw a nice little snapshot of that, and I'll have the link to that website. So pretty cool there, Mark. He also went and ran into one of our old and dearest friends there in Berlin, Jackie Dunn. Ran into her and got a photo of them earlier downtown. I want to say it was the Kudamm, but don't get me wrong. I mean, don't get me right. Don't get me wrong or whatever. It was just some buildings, and I just kind of want to say the first thing I thought of was the Kudamm, but then again, it could just be someplace in the east. He didn't describe it, but either way, it's cool. So he's out there having fun. So again, speaking of going to Berlin, if you're going over there this summer, we got several groups going throughout the year. I know Doris Eck, she's going in June. The Berlin U.S. Military Veterans Association, they've got an August trip. And I know there's something going on at the Checkpoint Charlie Foundation in September. It's a commemoration, 20 years of the departure of the Allied forces from Berlin. They are keeping a very tight lip sealed situation. They're not really sharing any information right now, so it could just be that's all I know based on an email I received last year, at the end of last year, end of 2013. And since then, I have not heard anything. We have tried several emails. I've tried to directly email them, but no response. And so, folks, if you're planning on being there in September, we're going to leave that kind of open. I know we've received some confirmations, and others have told us some confirmations from other people that have been invited by the Checkpoint Charlie Foundation to attend, but dates, times, and actual events are not listed. The information has not been provided to us, but if and when we get it from the Checkpoint Charlie Foundation, I will pass it along to you, guaranteed. We've also reached out to the Allied Museum, and we're still waiting to hear back from them. I wasn't the point of contact for that one. I did not send them a message. So I'm still waiting to hear back on that situation. See what they have going on to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the departure of the Allied forces from Berlin. And what else is going on? Well, yeah, let's see. It's the 25th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall this year. And it's the 20th anniversary of our departure. So a lot of things are happening in Berlin. And as soon as we hear when and dates and stuff like that, We'll pass it on to you, or I'll pass it on to you. Let's see, what else have I got? Yes, our good friend, author Rebecca Cantrell, is in Berlin. She's been living there for a while now. I think she's going to kind of make it permanent residence there. But she's been banging out these awesome books. And she had this thing going on, but it's been canceled, and I'm not too sure why. And we didn't go into the details. I'm going to put a bottle. Excuse me. Ooh, sorry about that. Wow. That's just crazy. It just comes and goes. I'm drinking some water. Don't get me wrong. I'm drinking water, not vodka. And it's helping, but maybe I should try the vodka. I don't know. Anyway, so she had this thing going on where you were able to go on a tour of the sites that she references in her Hannah Vogel books there that are set in Berlin pre-war and just as the war is beginning. And but something happened. I'm not too sure. We'll get that ironed out. And she, at this point, is not sure when she'll be opening up for the tour. And as soon as I know that, I will pass it on to you. But if you're in Berlin, be ready to get notification that something's up. So, excuse me. If you want to be notified, drop me email, dave@berlinbrigade.com. And let me know when you're in Berlin. No big deal. And if something flares up, something pops up, we get last-minute word, hey, can you get somebody over here? I will email you directly, let you know, hey, look, during this time and this time, we just found out this is opening, or this is going to happen, and they're looking for former vets, then by all means, please, I will let you know, and please. So let me know. Let me know if you're interested in being notified that way. Personally, at this time, my travels to Berlin in 2014 are a go. They are... However, I right now I want to stay flexible because, again, I would really love to attend the functions in September. And so I'm kind of keeping that flex. But obviously, for the sake of buying a ticket and buying it without paying an exorbitant amount of money, I'm going to have to pull the trigger and make a decision soon as to when I'm going to go. So, again, I would love to attend all of them. My original plan was to be there for like 2 months and just have a great time. But life happens. And it looks like it won't be 2 months. It might be a little bit less. But, again, I definitely will make it to all of the locations, as many as I can. The Allied Museum, Checkpoint Charlie Museum, everything else that I can. McNair Museum, I saw that their website, things are starting to pick back up there. So let's see what happens. And maybe there's a place for them real soon that I can go visit again. I loved it the first time. I'd love to see it again on my next trip. So let me go back here. Let me pull up the one email, and it was really interesting. And let me see, where is it? Let me pull it up. Oh, nope. Okay, still trying to find it. And where is it? Ah, there it is. Stephen Dalton. Steve Dalton wrote... let's see. He wrote, and of course I'm not ready for it. I just said he did. Dave, have you heard much about or are you familiar with the Allied Museum in the old Outpost Theater in Berlin? Yeah, I gave a presentation there in 2009. It was awesome. It was a lot of fun. A great tour. I got a little behind-the-scenes tour then. Fantastic. It was great. So, he writes the question, is it a worthwhile group to donate Berlin/military memorabilia to? Are there any options there in the U.S.? Being honest with myself, I know that at some point... these items are going to be passed on to my children, grandchildren, etc., and what they mean or represent will be lost. So very well will be the memorabilia. And I understand what he's getting at. Okay, well, the Allied Museum, by all means, consider them. Definitely consider him them. The couple of other museums there, the Checkpoint Charlie Museum, I guess you might want to try them, but... what was that other one? And I'm so sorry, Ralph. And I'm talking about Ralph Schultz. There it is. There he is. And for the life of me, I cannot remember the museum's name. Oh, and he's going to yell at me. He's going to be upset at me. And, fudge. And of course, I'm taking this long to answer a question, and I do apologize. I'm trying out this new format, and I hope you like it. I really do. This new format of talking to you through this website. And where is... go to my website. Go to berlinbrigade.com. Click on links. And there it is. The vest... There we go. That's his website. So be careful. Be sure.
Hi, I'm Shadow Stevens with an intimate invitation to a pop party of the nation's most cherished.
And that's Shadow Stevens. So be careful when you go to visit Westalliierte in Berlin.de, the Western Allies in Berlin. That's Ralph Schultz's website. That's also a museum there in Berlin. And by all means, be careful. Turn down the volume when you visit the website. But when you actually go there, go to the museum, check it out. You might want to drop him an email. And again, I'll have the link on the website. See if maybe he's interested. And see if you can, you know, maybe donate a little here, a little there. Spread the wealth around. As for here in the United States, unfortunately, there is no Berlin Brigade Museum. I would love for there to be one. And unfortunately, there isn't. But, you know, there is the coldwar.org. Give them a try. Let's see, what was the other one? Cold War Museum. It's the Cold War Museum at coldwar.org. And give them a shot. They actually have an actual museum on Vent Hill. That's in Fauquier. Oh, I can't even say my French words. I'm so sorry. Fauquier County, Virginia. Fauquier County, Virginia. Vint Hill, V-I-N-T Hill. And that's where it's a former Army Security Agency field station, and it is the new home of the Cold War Museum. That's on, oh, there it is. I'm sorry. It's 7172 Line Weaver Road, Warrenton, Virginia. And then the P.O. box is over at Vint Hill. So again, coldwar.org. Talk to them. See if maybe they've got room for what you're asking for. Maybe, you know, they might just be looking for what you're offering. So definitely give them a shot. As far as other museums, yes, definitely, like I said, the Allied Museum in Berlin is the way to go. The Westalliierte Museum in West Berlin. Again, check it out. Drop Ralph an email and let him know. But there's three. Unfortunately, like I said, I would love for there to be a BerlinBrigade.com museum, but excuse me, not now. Maybe one day soon. Hint, hint. I'm going to put a pause here just for a second. Okay, now back to what we were talking about. Oh, yes, yes. On the BerlinBrigade.com Facebook page, now this is the, not the group page, this is an actual website page dedicated on Facebook. Got an email. Renee Poole wrote, "My grandfather was part of the 287th Military Company, Berlin Brigade, Steinstücken Detachment. We only have a few pictures of him when he was in Germany. I am in the Marines now, and I am over here for a few months in Germany, and I was wondering if you had any information on my grandfather or if anyone that was in his company is still alive and knows him. He passed away in 1994, and I was only 4 years old. So I'm trying to see if anyone knows him. He was a very tall man, over 6 feet, and had jet black hair. He was from Mississippi, and his name was Joe Oliver Orr, O-R-R. I was just wondering if you had any information on him and if anyone out there knew of him when they served. Thanks for the help. If you find anything, just message me back." Again, they're looking for Joe Oliver Orr, O-R-R, and he was an MP, 287th MP Company. And I did refer her to the 287th MP Company page on the registry site there on BerlinBrigade.com. And I don't know if she's made contact to anybody, but again, if you're listening to this and you served she didn't say. She just said he passed away in 94. She didn't actually say when. Oh, yeah. So if you recognize or remember the name Joe Oliver Orr, I'm going to go on a limb here and kind of say in the 70s or 80s, early 80s, just to go on a limb. If not, then the 60s, definitely. So if you knew him, drop me a note, dave@berlinbrigade.com, and I'll pass it on, and we'll go from there. But again, they're looking for Joe Oliver Orr. And let me see what else was there. Back to the inbox. Got somebody else looking for Joseph Howard Wibbles, W-I-B-B-E-L-S. He was with Bravo Company, 6th Battalion, 502nd Infantry, 87 to 90 there at McNair. So if you are Joseph Howard Wibbles or know Joe Wibbles from 87 to 90 in Bravo 6th and 502nd, Drop me a note, Dave at BerlinBrigade.com. Somebody's looking for Joe, so that'd be kind of neat. Get those connections going. Let's see. Okay. Anybody know if the 47th Signal Company or Battalion was assigned to the Berlin Brigade during 47 to 55 time period? So if you know if the 47th, see, everything I found says no. But that's not to say that some small unit didn't pop in there for a little while to do some specific operation or a specific mission. Excuse me, there I go again. Specific mission and then move right back out. So if you know the 47th Signal Company or Battalion or 47th Signal Battalion, not too sure. Well, it's obviously a number of individuals, but you would know. If it was there in Berlin anytime during 47 to 55, drop me a note, Dave at BerlinBrigade.com. Somebody's asking, somebody wants to know. Let's see. Somebody's trying to find Gary Brooks and Scott McKee, 26. And 26 or 46. Yeah. 26 or 4th of the 502nd. There we go. 26 or 4th of the 502nd at McNair from 80 to 87. Gary Brooks, Scott McKee, if you are them or you know them, and they were either in 26 or in 6th of the 502nd from 80 to 87, drop me a note. Dave at BerlinBrigade.com. Somebody is looking for them. More than likely not a bill collector. So again, let's see. Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go. Sorry about that. Somebody's trying to find a... if anybody knew Ricky Rangel, he passed away, and he was assigned to the brigade in the mid-80s. He was in A Company, 6th of the 502nd, and just trying to let some of the guys that he served with that Ricky's gone, and Ricky's no longer with us. That he had always wanted to find those guys, but his health prevented him from doing so. And so his friend is trying to complete the mission that Ricky started before he passed away. So, again, if you know Ricky Rangel from Alpha 6 of the 502nd, you know, I was in Alpha 6 of the 502nd, and that name, unfortunately, to me, does not ring a bell, and it doesn't mean that it doesn't for somebody else, but for me, it does not ring a bell, so I'm not able to help, but I am able to pass it on and let everybody know that they are looking for anybody that knew Ricky Rangel with the 6th Alpha Company, 6th of the 502nd, in the mid-80s. Again, he's just trying to let his friends know that that Ricky is no longer with us. So again, let's see if we can close that, bring that mission to an end. let's see, next one here. Michael W. Banks is looking for anybody that served in the brigade from 1980 to 1982. And he would love to get in touch with anybody he served with. So if you serve with Michael W. Banks, get in touch with me, davidberlinbrigade.com, and then I'll put you in touch with Michael. And let's go to the next one. Does anybody out there know the German civilian who ran the telephone branch for the brigade? That's the only question. That's the question. That's all that the question has. Unfortunately, I did respond back with, do you have a time frame? You know, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. I got no response as of, well, it's been a while. So, again, if you know of anybody that remember a name of somebody that was a German civilian that ran the telephone branch, drop me a note and I'll pass it along. Let's see. Okay. That's not a... No, that's pretty much it. So again, we're looking for people that serve with people. We're looking for friends of somebody. So again, drop me a note if you happen to be those individuals, or happen to be the individuals they're looking for, happen to know who they're looking for. Let me know. We'll put you in contact with what you need to be, who you need to be with, or who you need to talk to. Now, let's hit the other email. Man, I've got so many email access points, it's crazy, because then you start forgetting, and you start reaching, oh, like, man, which is the one that. Here we go. Subject: Vanzai House. Michael dropped us an email, and it was last weekend. And he served in Berlin from 1972 to 1977. And upon arrival, I guess him and his group, they stayed in a large manor by Lake Vanzai while in processing. They were told that it belonged to a high-ranking Third Reich official. Was this the mansion where the infamous conference was held, or was this a different place? Does anybody know? If you know, drop me a note, and I'll pass it along. Very interesting to know. There was just so many things that went. We were accessed to. We were made available to us in Berlin. That at points the stuff started bleeding. I was reading this thread on the Facebook page earlier today. Somebody asked. He was a Brit or a Scotsman, and he asked if what other airfields were there in Berlin aside from RAF Gatow. And I was like, wow, okay, well, you know, everybody answered, you know, Tempelhof and Tegel, and that was it. But then somebody else interjected a little bit further down, and they said that Tempelhof was where President Kennedy made his trip to Berlin and where he gave his famous Ich bin ein Berliner speech. And somebody else corrected him, and it was at Rathaus Schöneberg. It was by City Hall, by the Red House, and that's where he gave the speech, and it was not at Tempelhof. But again, it just goes to show that we were accessed and made available to and just could go where we needed to go and do what we needed to do within the city, just about any place, unimpeded, uninterrupted, that we were able to at some point, you know, well now, you know, 20, 30, 40 years later, we crossed... Recross our channels, our memories start getting a little skewed, and it's like, well, no, this is where this went on, and no, this is where that went on. No, that was just the plain old house, you know, that kind of thing. And so we've got to be careful. But it's good to ask these questions because it puts us on our toes, gets our radar going again, and we start to, clear things up. So was this the infamous conference, the Vanzai conference? Is this where it took place? Well, you know what? If you know the answer, let me know. dave@berlinbrigade.com, and I will pass the answer along, and I'll let everybody else know in the next podcast. Back to the emails. Let's see. Okay. Oh, yes. Folks, and I'm kind of bouncing around here while I'm looking at emails, and I really should have done a better job. If you want your name added to the registry, the only way to do it is to go to the BerlinBrigade.com page and then scroll down. And I'm going to say just below half, you'll see the link to the registry page. Or you know what? I've got the new menu bar across the top. And it's like the fifth item in from left to right. And it says registry. Click on that. It'll take you to the registry page. And right there, right below the online unit registry and directory image, it says for new registry submission, change of email address, or removal, please click here. Folks, click there. That's all you have to do. Fill in your information. I'll get it updated. Not a problem. Let's see what else. Speaking of updating, the Berlin Brigade Veterans Business Owners Directory or Business Directory is about to have its newest, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. That's it. 13th business about to be added to that directory, and we're growing. So thank you very much for everybody that's on there, and I hope everybody's going to it. I really do. I hope you're going to it. I hope you're checking it out. I hope you're finding something you need or some service that somebody's offering. I'm trying to find out if Danziger Vineyards can, if they can ship. I've clicked on it. I've seen their website. I'm very, very anxious and eager to try it out. And unfortunately, though, it looks like I'm going to have to go to Wisconsin, to Buffalo County, Wisconsin, because it does not look like they sell wine online for shipping. But that's okay. That's all right. give it time. Maybe, you know, hopefully this will put them over the edge and just say, you know what, Dave's right. We need to sell wine online. Because trust me, if a lot of us knew that that's a Berlin Brigade business, then guess what? I would be buying. Heck, I wouldn't mind a little raspberry table wine once in a while, or a raspberry rapture, or the King Cranberry. Now, that's interesting. If anybody's ever had cranberry wine, let me know. Well, no, it's not just pure cranberry. It's grapes and cranberry. But let me know. It is a 2013 Wisconsin State Fair Wine Competition silver medalist. So, definitely. But again, if there's any way that Danziger Wines can sell online their product, I'm more than sure a lot of Berlin Brigade veterans would be making a beeline for that organization and acquiring some of the sweet and semi-sweet wines, reds, whites, and some specialties. So again, thank you for everybody that's on the Brigade Veterans Business Directory. It's a lot of fun putting together. It's a lot of fun getting to know your businesses. I go out there and visit the websites and I check them out. I was like, man, this is great stuff. If I was a little closer, I could have had this addressed. But you know what? We got to begin somewhere. Let's see. Our books. Well, Book of the Month is still the Hans, autographed books by the different authors. And I know I said it before, and I'll do it again. We're going to try to get a couple more authors. It's been kind of no response, or kind of like, I'll get back to you and then nobody responds. I'll hear something and then that's it. It's a great way to sell books. I know I've made a couple of sales. I've made a purchase there also. But again, I understand some of the authors that are part of big, big publishing houses, they really, really do control how they sell their books. And I'm talking about the publishers control how the books are sold. So just know that we will not be able to get every author, but I'm working to get as many as I can. Let's see. Let me get out of here. Go back here. And, okay, we talked about the registry. We talked about that. Let's see. Signed books. That's the book of the month. It continues to be that. The gallery, we've got couple of new images going up and a couple of new galleries. Let's see. One name, it's just we're not able to get everything up online, so we've got an issue there. Ebooks. Hey, have you visited our ebooks and downloads page? Got some pretty cool stuff going on there. History of the Berlin Brigade, our good friend John Parmenter, he's contributed 2 articles. And we've got 10 surprising facts about the Berlin Brigade for downloading at your convenience. So I do invite you to visit that. And again, it's on our downloads or berlinbrigade.com/ebooks. Ebooks is plural. Visit that. Let's see. Social media, visual links, e-commerce. Folks, I do appreciate you buying coffee mugs, the shirts, the calendars. Everybody's buying a little bit of thing. The caps, I really do appreciate it. It really helps keep the operations going here. It's really neat. I have a lot of fun putting them together, especially the calendar this year. It's little scenes from all over Berlin, then and now. So by all means, I do invite you to buy that one. And that's the monthly calendar. And April now, I'm going to go ahead and add the other calendars. And we're looking at working on a couple of other like daily planner type books, Berlin Brigade related. So be on the lookout for that. And the neat thing behind the monthly calendar, just because it's April, doesn't mean that you only have 8 months of the calendar. No, what it does is they will give you 12 months. So if you buy a calendar in April, it'll go from the first page. You can opt to make your first page April, the first month on your 12 months, April 2014. And it'll go with the 12th month of March 2015. It will give you 12 months. That's what it's slotted for. So no matter what, you're always going to get 12 months. Just be careful how you select it. You can pick as the starting month as March, April, and May, just in case you want to wait until May, but you will get all 12 months. You're going to get 12 months. That's something I didn't convey when I put it up online, but you will be able to get it. I'm going to also put the link back up to those Berlin Brigade coffee mugs. Those were a lot of fun, and people liked those, and they really, really ordered them. So I'm going to start rotating in, and I'm going to start rotating in the steins. So just like there's coffee mugs for each unit, there's going to be a stein. So let's just say the 6941st Guard Battalion coffee mug, and then there's the 6941st Guard Battalion large coffee mug. Well, there's also the 6941st Guard Battalion stein. It's all three are the same same logo. And I have that for the 771st Document Center, the 4th Battalion 18th Infantry, and so on and so on. Check it out. Anyway, wow, look at the time. 40 minutes. We're at the 40-minute mark, and I need to start winding this down. Listen, I want to thank everybody for, for listening to this point. And, again, thank you for everything, your support all these years. It's been a lot of fun. It continues to be a lot of fun, and I hope it continues to be a lot of fun for you, too. As always, I do want to hear from you, your feedback, comments, your concerns. Really, if you've got a question, ask. If you need something done, ask. If you don't like the way something is being done, say so. You know, this is your website too. It's not just mine. I just happen to be the one that does all the data entry. You're the one that makes it. It's your contributions, your information. You're telling me, hey, Dave, why don't you try this? Or, hey, Dave, can you do that? Can you make this? Can you make that? If we can do it, I'll do it. But it all begins with you, and I really want to hear from you. I'm way overdue. I need a guest for the podcast, and I'd like to call on you. And I, you know, just say, hey, Dave, I want to talk. And, you know, it doesn't have to be long. It doesn't have to be hours upon hours. It can be, you know, 20, 30 minutes. But we want to hear your story. And I know you've got a story because all of us have a story. Look at me, 40 minutes in or 41 and a half minutes in now. And that's a long story. But that's just catching up with you since the last time I talked to you. But again, we can talk about anything you want. So without a doubt, I thank you. I thank you for your support. I thank you for everything. Keep up the good work. Keep up the support. And I will keep supporting you. And, you'll hear from me again real soon, I hope. But again, I really want to hear from you. So drop me an email, dave@berlinbrigade.com. Thanks for everything. Until next time, have a great day. Have a great spring. Happy Easter. Happy Passover. And just take care of yourselves, thinking about you. And if you're on a trip, on a voyage, bon voyage, safe journeys. Be safe. Stay strong. And we'll talk to you on the other side. Auf Wiedersehen. Tschüss.
Sergeant Major, dismiss the brigade! The BerlinBrigade.com podcast is a Dave Gehrer production. Thank you.